Introducing the Faith Series, a transformative audio sermon experience crafted by the visionary minds at spiritnerds.org. Each week, we bring you a curated collection of powerful sermons from theologically sound preachers around the globe, delving into diverse topics that address the depths of our spiritual journey. This remarkable series has become a beacon of inspiration, touching the lives of millions of Christians worldwide. From faith-building messages to practical guidance and navigating spiritual matters, the Faith Series is a wellspring of blessing designed to ignite your faith and deepen your relationship with God.
In the Old Testament, the altar was a place. So the Bible says they will go to the altar and worship. But in the New Testament, there has been a democratization of the altar. So much so, watch this now. Hey, are you ready for this? I said in the Old Testament, the priest will bring the sacrifice to the altar. Yes or no? In the New Testament, the priest is the sacrifice. So I said, wow. Oh yeah. In the New Testament, the priest is the sacrifice. The priest is the altar. The priest is the temple. The priest is all of them. How do I mean? See, this was how Jesus Christ started it. When Jesus Christ came, what did John say about Jesus Christ? He says, behold what? The Lamb of God. That what? John 1:29, you can put on the screen. So, what was that? Was Jesus the sacrifice? Yes or no? Was he the sacrifice? Who was the priest? The Bible says, he rose and took his blood into the holiest of the holies. He was the priest. So, Jesus was the priest. Jesus was the sacrifice. So in the New Testament, the priest. In the Old Testament, there's a dichotomy between the priest and the sacrifice. But in the New Testament, both the priest. And the reason why in the Old Testament, the priest could not be the sacrifice is this. Because even the priest themselves were not perfect. Why am I saying so? I don't want you to have an altar mentality. What's altar mentality? Until I come to church. Have you not seen people? Until I come to church. That's the altar. Until I come to church. This is what the Bible says in Corinthians. Bible says you are the temple of God. Yes or no? Yes or no? Yes. Question. Where is the altar? In the temple or outside the temple? If you are the temple of God, where is the altar? That's it. Even in African traditional religion, what makes an altar an altar is that the deity stays inside. Yes or no? So if they say this is an altar of Amadiora, the assumption is Amadiora stays there. Question. You are the altar of God. Where does God stay? That's it. So you need to leave. So I don't want it to be those kind of Christians that until you come to church or touch something on the altar, I touch this now before you know God has answered you. No, sir. We're in the New Testament. There have been a democratization of God's presence. He's no longer in the building. He's living in us now. You know what I'm saying? So one of the biggest things that can improve your prayers is when you begin to have faith in your own prayers. Glory to God. That would radically change your prayer life. When you begin to have faith in your own prayer. But let's go ahead. So begin to talk about the altar. So we understand that number one, we are the altar. The altar stays within us. That's powerful. But now, he tells us about this fire in the altar. Look at this. See what it says here. He says this in verse 12. And the fire upon the altar shall be burning in it and shall not be put out. He says the fire on the altar shall not be put out. He said the priest shall burn wood on it every morning and lay the burnt offering in order upon it. And it shall burn thereon the fat of the peace offering. Verse 13 says, and the fire shall ever be burning upon the altar and shall never go out. The reason I'm saying so is this. One of the core responsibilities of the priest is to make sure that the fire on the altar is burning. So we understood that the fire is not a physical altar. He's referring to the fire within our spirits. So what kills the fire? Life. Just life. If you have a lantern and the lantern has fire in it after some time, if you don't refill the petrol or you don't refill whatever is inside, what will happen? The fire will die out. So a lot of Christians are experiencing spiritual stagnation because they don't know that they have to renew the fire on the inside. They think if the fire is low, then God is going to change it. If the fire is high, then God is going to change it. No, sir. If the fire is going to be burning, you are the one that has the responsibility of pouring the fire and walking the fire. The question is this. Do you have a plan to keep the fire burning in your life? And things kill fire. Success can kill fire. Failure can kill fire. Delay can... See, from good to bad, they all can kill fire. And you'll see, you will just see a Christian, you know, this guy's a Christian, very soon, he's feeling stuck in his Christian life. Why is he feeling stuck in his Christian life? And the reason why he's feeling stuck is because the fire in the spirit is going out. There's a lot of activity, but there's no spiritual progress. And you must know that activity and progress are different. They're still coming to church. They're still doing all the activity. But there's no tangible spiritual progress. And the reason why is that the fire in the spirit has been turned down. What you must know is the work of the priests to keep the fire burning. Say, it's my work to keep the fire burning. Glory to God. I said, glory to God. How do you? So, I'm a priest of God. I'm the altar. I'm the sacrifice. I'm the priest. How do I keep the fire burning? I keep the fire burning by sacrifice. You know, when I was younger, my mom was quite traditional. So, when I was younger, growing up, I was growing up, when it's Christ, all the ceremony, my mother would kill like a goat, a cow, all of these kind of things. And sometimes they would, you know, they would skin the animal and all of those things. Then when it's going, when the fire is going down, you just hear someone say, ah, the fire is going down, the fire is going down. Look for wood, look for wood to put inside. Because although the fire wants to stay, if the fire does not see sacrifice raw material, it will go out. Your fire is sustained by sacrifice. And the Bible says in Hebrews chapter 5 verse 1, he says every priest is ordained of men for God to offer gifts and sacrifices. So the question is that, what's the first sacrifice? Let's look at it. You know, I've told you what the first sacrifice is already. I said that you are the altar and you are what? Someone says, Father, whatever you give me, I give you. That's a sacrifice. But you must understand, that's secondary sacrifice. You are the first sacrifice. Romans chapter 12. You are the first sacrifice. Romans chapter 12 verse 1. We didn't get a rope. We used the tie, right? If we can get a rope, it would be good. If we can get the rope. Romans chapter 12 verse 1. Can you project, or is it difficult for us to do that? Okay, Romans chapter 12. They're working on one of the systems, so they say it's difficult to project. Romans chapter 12, verse 1. See what the Bible says here. I wish you can say it, but all of us will get to see it now. It says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of the Lord, that you do what? That you present, I want to look into your Bible. Everybody, the Bible is on the screen today. So find a way. I'm sure you have a phone that can connect to the Bible. So find a way and connect it to that phone. Okay, they put it on the screen right now. Thank you for doing that. So it says this, I beseech you therefore, brethren, that by the message of God, you do what? You present your bodies what? Wow. He says, first of all, you need to know that you, your body is what? The living sacrifice. What does that mean? My brother, come. Yeah, come. This is what a sacrifice means. It says, you're not just a sacrifice. Yeah, what? A living sacrifice. This is a living sacrifice. He's alive. He can do whatever he wants. But it's a sacrifice because what he does is controlled by the person that holds it. So, no matter what he wants to do, as fast as sacrifice, he comes. God says, that's how I want you to be. You have your will, but your will is immersed in my will. Your will is swallowed in my will. That's what it means to be a living sacrifice. He has the right to push me away. He has the right to reject me. But he's a living sacrifice because all God has to do is to pull him. The question I want to ask you is this. When God pulls you, do you resist or you respond? There are both reactions though. Question. Have you asked yourself that in 2022, what is God calling you into? Because God is always pulling us into something. God is pulling us. Are you like Jacob? Bible says, and Jacob spent the whole night wrestling with the Lord. Are there people under the sound of my voice that the Lord is pulling you concerning dealing with an addiction and you're not checking it? Is there something you are hiding and the Lord is dealing with you about it and you're not checking it? Do you know some people that God is dealing with you about how you talk and you're not checking it? Some people God is dealing with you about how much you love worldliness and carnality and you're not checking it? And the Lord is dealing with some people about how you are so heady and selfish and you say, I'm an Ekiti man. Listen to me, Ekiti man, subdue to God's word. Humble yourself. Don't say things like that. You are a Christian. Because you are a living sacrifice. He's calling you. All he's going to do is to pull you. And once he pulls you, see, you know what the Holy Ghost is? Just resist me. Once he pulls you, because the Spirit of God does not strive. That's what the Bible says. He says, my spirit will not strive with man again. And that's why many people think they're not hearing the voice of God. No, you heard it. As soon as you struggle, he said, have your way. May God not leave you to yourself. I'm telling you. You are the first sacrifice. See what it says. He said, I beseech you, brethren, by the mercy of the Lord, that you present your body a living sacrifice. How do you know? He says, holy. It's what? Acceptable unto God. It's not acceptable unto media, unto God. Some of you are acceptable in the office. That's not unto God. Are you acceptable unto God? What you're doing, is it acceptable unto God? How many of you have God been calling you into service and said, I bless you so much. It's time to serve with your life in church. And you're still hustling. And you're still struggling. He said, acceptable unto God. Then he says it somewhere. He says, when you do this, which is what? Your reasonable service. And I said something. That means you can do it in such a way. It's what? An unreasonable service. God looks at what you're doing and God says, this is unreasonable. Glory to God. Please look up here. Can I tell you the truth? By the time they were deciding your life, you were not there. So the fact that you think you can have the finance in your life outside God is a notion that has to be checked. When the meeting of your creation was done, you were not present. The meeting of your creation was designed before you came. God was not made for you, were made for him. And that's why, with all the success, there's this big hole. With all the success, there's this big hole. The reason why is that until you find your purpose and why God makes you, you will struggle. I'm a living sacrifice. I'm a living sacrifice. I can go anywhere I want to go, but where I go is where he wants me to go. Praise God. If you know me very well, you know it took a lot for me to be a pastor. People on the outside thought it was so easy, but personally, because I had dreams, I had things I planned, I had expectation for my parents. But I need something. I'm a living sacrifice. So the first way. So if you're going. And that's why you notice something. Let me say this to you. The level. The more you grow lesser in sacrifice. The more you don't make spiritual advancements. Sacrifice and spiritual growth. They are tied together. The more sacrificial you are. The more you grow spiritually. The less sacrificial you are. The less you grow spiritually. So someone says, I want to grow spiritually. You need to make more sacrifices. You know, when I had the gunshot incident, one of the biggest people on the continent called me. He said, Pastor Bolaji, He said, why in the world do you even have to wake up so early to pray? And asked me questions. And I said, I don't want to wake up to pray. I'm compelled to wake up to pray. Whose dream is to wake up at 3 a.m. to pray? Maybe some of you. It's not my dream. I don't have a dream like I want them just for 40 days. No. But the reason those things are done, I'm a sacrifice. Is what the God says we should offer that we offer. Are you hearing me? Maybe you watch all this one video. They will say, consult the high priest. Tell him to tell us what the God wants. What the, we don't offer what we want. We offer what the God wants. This kind of Christianity where you want to offer what you want, how you want it, when you want it, and you have your variation of the Bible. It's not Bible Christianity. He's called what? Fake. The Christianity of the Bible is what he wants. That's what we offer. And I'm saying so because today, I really believe that there are people that God is pulling. See, what is God trying to take from you that you're holding back? I was reading just in my Bible, was it 2 days ago, about how, you know, it's amazing because God can be blessing you, yet you're in disobedience. God is mighty. I'm telling you. You will not know. Something, is it possible? Ask Moses. God was talking to Moses. They were having a chat. Go and see Pharaoh. He went to Pharaoh, did ham. Pah! Pharaoh saw miracle. Hey. When it was now time for Moses to go to Pharaoh, the Bible says an angel met Moses by the way. He was going to kill him. Until his wife circumcised her son and threw it on the floor. Hey! On one hand, he was doing well. On the other hand, he was in disobedience. Do you know that story? Glory to God. So the first thing is this, that sacrifice. And I'm saying so because it's going to change the way you think. See, let me tell you, as a Christian, let me give you a good word. Others may, I may not. You know, you're in this place, people are doing all of these things and eating on. He said, what about you? He said, you know, I'm sorry, I can't. It all says why? Because I have deeper convictions. I may not even want to tell you I'm a Christian because there's no point of opportunity to explain to you, but I just have deep. So, but we all go to the same church. Others may, I may not. The way of the multitude is not the way of God. Sometimes it's the way of sinners. The Bible says there's a way that seemeth right to a man. He said, wide is the road that leads to destruction. Narrow is the road that leads to life. Someone say, now wow, so religious. Sunday church, Wednesday church. Calm down. He said, thank you. I know where you want to lead me to. I will not follow you. Others may. I may not. Others may. I may not. Others may compromise their faith. Others may not take their faith seriously. Others may have others. Others may. I may not. Why? I am a living sacrifice. I know my reasonable service. I don't want to be what? Unreasonable. I want to ask you a question. Everybody, you're here, right? A lot of you, if you have choice, you'll not be born in Nigeria, right? What about those born in Pakistan? I hope you know Nigeria is not the worst country in this world. What about those born in Iraq, Iran? Those that were born in, what's that country during the genocide? What's that country now? Rwanda. Hope you know a lot of people don't go to school in Rwanda because there was genocide when they were born. And about 10 to 5 years of their life. So they cannot even go to school. Not because they want to go to. There was war. Because you behave as if you chose your country. Hey, why did they even give that to me here? You're lucky you were not born in Cameroon. Those born in Cameroon, what should they do? Are you better than them? No. I'm only telling you that when it comes to the choices of your life, you didn't see. Once you know that, okay, I didn't give myself life, I didn't choose life, then you'll be humble in the way you think about your life and the way you think about your choices and the way you respond to the one that gave you the gift of life. The second sacrifice is this, Proverbs chapter 3. Have we read Hebrews chapter 5 verse 1? Yes, let's read Hebrews 5 1 first. Then we'll go to Proverbs chapter 3. Oh, wow. Proverbs or Hebrews first, I'm sorry. Hebrews chapter 5 verse 1. He says, every high priest is taken from men and is ordained for men in things pertaining to God, that he may offer, this is the work of every priest, he may offer both gifts and sacrifices. Take note of this. The Bible says, the man is chosen. He didn't choose himself. You are picked out. He's chosen amongst men for the things that pertain to God, that he may offer both gifts and sacrifices. And this is what I'm going to talk to as we close. One of the first thing you offer is yourself. Don't want that the songwriter says, Lord, I give you my life. I give you my soul. I live for you.
Every step that I take, every moment of the way.
Lord, have your way.
Lord, have your way in me.
That's what it means. So the first thing is that I belong to God. The second thing, what's the second thing? The second thing is this. Let's read. The Bible says every gift and sacrifice, but that he may offer gifts and sacrifices. So what are gifts and sacrifices? The second thing which I will speak about narrowly is this, that the second sacrifice is our givings. Our givings. See, as a Christian, you know, as a Christian, why do we give? Our giving is a sign of acknowledgement that God is involved in my finances. That's the truth. See what it says. Proverbs chapter 3 verse 9. And this, yeah, Proverbs chapter 3 verse 9. See what it says. It says, honor the Lord with thy substance. See, the key thing is that if God walked with you to earn all this money, it says, show it by your giving. If God gave you the intelligence, gave you the favor, gave you the connection, it says, show it by. In Nigeria, it's simple. If I even help you get a house, you give me agency fee. God is not an agent. Neither is that for agency fee. He just said, use your money to acknowledge that I'm in charge of your life.
Thank you for joining us on this incredible spiritual journey through the faith series brought to you by spiritnerds.org. We hope these powerful sermons have touched your heart, expanded your understanding, and ignited a flame of faith within you. Remember, the journey doesn't end here. Continue to explore the depths of faith, seek wisdom, and embrace the transformative power of the gospel in your daily life. Stay connected with spiritnerds.org for more uplifting content as we strive to be the source of inspiration for millions of Christians worldwide.